some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Shmuel Alexander ben Echagitl and Simcha ben Echagitl and Lil Nishmas Chanabas Rabbi Tukion and Chanabas Esther. We're going to be basing this shir on a shir given by Hagon HaGadol Rabbi Avram Genachovsky Zatzal in Nisan in the year Tav Shin Samich. The topic is Maisa Mitzvah Below Kiyum Mitzvah Linyan Esei Dochalos Esei. We know that Esei is only Dochalos Esei if it's Be'idna, if it all happens at the same time. The Esei is only Dochalos Esei if the Esei and the Los Esei occur at the same time. But if when you're over on the Los Esei, you're not Mekayim and Esei, rather it's done with two Pulos, and Esei is not Dochalos Esei. What would be the din where the Maisa Mitzvah is Be'idna, but the Kiyum Mitzvah is not Be'idna? For example, a person throws a knife at the wheat in order to do Ksiras HaOmer. Ksiras HaOmer is a mitzvah. So when he did the Maisa Mitzvah of throwing the knife, at that time, he was over on a Los Esei. The Kiyum Mitzvah is only happening when it actually cuts the wheat. So what would be Begavna in an instance where he did the Maisa Mitzvah of throwing the knife? Together with that, he was over on a Los Esei. Can we say Esei Docha Los Esei? Because here, the Maisa Mitzvah is throwing the knife. That came together with a Los Esei, but the Kiyum is only afterwards when it actually cuts the wheat. So do we say that even when there's just a Maisa Mitzvah, it's Docha Los Esei? The Heilige Baruch Tam, brought in Divrei Chaim, Simen Lamed Aleph, asked the Stira. The Gemara in Yevamos wants to learn that Esei is Docha Los Esei Sheish Bo Karvus from the fact that we have to have a special limud that you're not allowed to kill Chayvei Mises based in B'Shabbos, as it says, Lo Sabareish B'Chomash V'Seichem. Otherwise, if not for the special limud, we would say that it is Docha, that Mises based in is Docha Shabbos, and we see from here that an Esei is Docha Los Esei Sheish Bo Karvus. Frak the Rash, but I don't understand, it's not B'Idna. First, when he cooks the wick of lead, he's over on the lav, and then only afterwards it goes into the person's mouth, so it's not Be'idna. How do you say it's Docha Los Esei? So Rash B'Nev makes an Ukimta. He says, talking about a case where you put it in the person's mouth, you put the lead in the person's mouth, opens it up, his mouth, you put the fire inside, you light the match inside, and then all at once, in one fell swoop, you lit the match, which lit the lead, which is cooked and burns him to death. So you have the Havara, the Bishel, and the Kiyum HaMitzvah of killing the person all in one fell swoop. Nimtza Shavaru Bishel, the Kiyum Mitzvah is based in Baim Ke'echad. He all puts the Rashba says, talking about a case where they're all happening together. The Rashba is not Mistaber. He says, not going to be, because it has to be. It has to be that first you're going to have the Havara, and then you have the Bishul, that this wick of lead is going to melt, and that's going to happen next. And only then is there going to be this person dying. So the Mises based in is not going to come all at once with the burning and the cooking of the wick of lead. Now here, the Hechatimsi is that the Maisa Mitzvah is Bechad Machta with the Havar. It's all what's the Maisa Mitzvah? The Maisa Mitzvah is the lighting of the fire. The Kiyum is that the person dies. That's going to happen later. But the Maisa is Taka happening with the Avera. And the Kiyum is only going to be later. And here the Rashba says that Esei isn't Docha Los Esei, because the Esei has not yet been Mekuyum. So we see that Shas Maisa Mitzvah alone isn't Docha Los Esei, because here B'Shas Maisa HaMitzvah we could possibly say Esei Docha Los Esei, because together with the Mitzvah you're doing an Avera. It's B'Idna. The Havara and the Maisa Mitzvah are one. The Maisa Mitzvah is the Havara. But since the Kiyum of the person dying is only coming afterwards, says the Rashba, no good. not considered bidna. So we see that a maisa mitzvah doesn't make a bidna. There has to be a kiyum mitzvah bidna. Frek the baruch tam from the Gemara in Beitza Ches Amid Beis, that if a person crushes dirt for kisei hadam an yomtiv, the essay is not the to say, because when he's at the time beidna that he's okay the lab, he's not makayim the essay. When he's doing the kisisha sefer, he's not being mechasi the dam. However, if he does them simultaneously, bahade tekatish kamechasi, he does the kisisha with the kisui, then mizak essay doche losa say. It's not for the fact that yomtiv is an essay and a losa say, like the Gemara says ayin sham. So there's a little bit of difference in time between the kisisha and the kisui. Even if together as he's crumbling, he's also covering, but the covering is only going to come a second or two or three after the crumbling. And yet we still say that es is dochelosis say. Why? Because the maisa hakisui is bisman akisisha. You're right, the kiyum of the kisui is only afterwards when it falls. But the maisa hakisui is the crumbling. It's all one. So we see that essay is dochelos to say, even if it's just a maisa mitzvah, not a kiyum mitzvah, and kashal or ashba. Azoyat gefrek, the Haile de Baruch Tam. In the Shals and Shuvas Divrei Chaim, there in Simon Lamed Aleph, he writes a big yisod to be miyashiv, that in Kisei Adam, the mitzvah is the maise and not the totzah. The mitzvah is the act of being mechase and not the outcome. And there's a riot of this from Chulin Pei Zayin, which we won't get into. Mashen came and Mises based in the mitzvah is the totzah, is the outcome that we have to mekayim uvarata aramikir becha. The person shouldn't be in the world. And therefore in Kisui Adam, the maise is toichalos to say, because there the maise is the ikar mitzvah. Mashen came and Mises based in that the mitzvah is the totzah, not the maise. There, maise and mitzvah alone isn't doche. So it's miyashiv the Rashba. When did the Rashba say the maisa mitzvah is not docha dafka by Mrs. Bezdin? Because there the mitzvah is the totzah. There you can't say the maisa mitzvah is enough to be docha. But where the mitzvah is the maisa mitzvah, like by kisui, there it's docha the losa say. Even though the kiyum is only afterwards. Now, in Pesachim Adav Hei, we say that tashbisu must be on Erev Pesach. Why? Because yontav, you now let it light a fire, you now let it burn. Frek the Rishonim, wait, let the essay be docha losa say, and let him on yomtiv be mevar the chametz. The essay of biur chametz of tashbisu should be docha losa say of being mavir esh. And for the Rabbeinu Peretz, no, yomtiv is an essay and a losa say. Oh, and they ask on Rabbeinu Peretz more. No, you're right. Yomtiv is an essay and a losa say, and maybe therefore biur chametz can't be doche. But we've an etza. Take the chametz and put it under the fire, and let him cook. Let this chametz be used for cooking, and then it's ochel nefesh. And it's mutter and yantif. So how's that for an eitzah? It's mavir eish. And then he's now able to take this chametz, put it under the fire, and then it's going to be, this chametz is going to be used for ochel nefesh, and it's mutter and yantif. So the kasha stands then, how come you can't do bir chametz and yantif? Be mevar the chametz out ochel nefesh. And they answer, no, chametz is aser bahana. Since chametz is aser bahana, you can't do biur chametz to cook your food. Now, the Yisra Hana is only a losase. Since the Yisra Hana is a losase, so we have another kasha. Let the essay be docha the losase of Yisra Hana. Let the essay of Bir Chametz be Docha the Losesay of not being Nana from the Chametz. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that it's not Be'idna. Because when are you Makayim the Mitzvah? Immediately. And when are you getting the Hanah? When it burns afterwards. When it cooks the whole time. So therefore, maybe you can't say Ase Docha Losesay. Because it's not Be'idna. Because the mitzvah is first, and then the Losa says afterwards. Now the Isra Hana, that's going to come automatically. But the Maisa that's also for the person to do is together with the Kiyom Asay, when he's putting it on the fire. So why can't it be considered Be'idna? What's the maisa that's aser? Putting the chametz in the fire. What's the maisa ha-mitzvah? Putting the chametz in the fire. So let it be considered be'idna. However, according to the Divrei Chaim, we have a very good teretz. And we can say that here you don't say ase docha losesay. Why not? Because even though they're both b'maisa echad, nevertheless, the hana, which is an automatic outcome, the isser is not talui in the maisa. And the mele, it's called that it's not b'zman echad. In other words, it's no less than mises based in. That the mitzvah is the totsah. And we said that since by Mises based in where the mitzvah is the totsah, it's not considered that b'shas maisa ha'aveira you're doing the mitzvah. Because when the original maisa ha'aveira was done of burning the fire, there was no mitzvah. And the mitzvahs afterwards. And there it says the Baruch Tam. And there it says the Divrei Chaim. We don't say Ase Docha Losesay. Because the mitzvah is only the Totsah, and the Avera is already committed with a Maisa, and the Maisa is before the Totsah. So to hear. What's the Isser? The Isser is the Totsah of Hana. And what's the Maisa HaMitzvah? The Maisa HaMitzvah is putting the chametz in the fire. So here you don't have, in other words, the Ikar Mitzvah and the Ikar Aveira have to come at the same time. Here the Ikar Aveira isn't coming b'sman the Ikar Mitzvah. What's the Aveira here? The Aveira is the Hanav afterwards. What's the Maisa HaMitzvah? The Maisa HaMitzvah is putting it in the fire. So the Maisa HaMitzvah is not coming at the same time as the Aveira. And therefore it's not Doche. It's not considered Be'idna. So now we understand why you can't put the Chametz in the fire. We wanted to say put the Chametz in the fire. And we say, no. Sorry, Chametz is Asur Bahana. Seder chametz is aser b'hana, but as they docha losa say, let the mitzvah of burning chametz be docha losa say of not getting hana. The answer is that the mitzvah is putting it in the fire, and the hana comes afterwards when it's mizbasho. There we don't say aser docha losa say, because the losa say is after the aser, that's not considered b'idna. However, Agoin Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz brings that the reason that Ese is Doicha Losesay is Dafka Be'idna is like Rabbeinu Chananel writes, because if a person's over on a lav and he hasn't yet been Mekayim the Ese, maybe in the end he's not going to be Mekayim the Ese, and for no reason he was over on the lav. And therefore it has to be Be'idna. We know that an Ese can be Doicha Losesay. So why does the Dafka have to be Be'idna? What do we care that it's at the same time? So V'nechanan says, because not at the same time, maybe you won't end up being mekayim the yaseh. You'll just be over on the lav. So make sure it's at the same time. According to this, Reb Chaim Tainid, that if the kiyum haaseh precedes the lav, then we don't care. The essay is doch of the lav, even if it's not beidna. Why? Because the essay preceded the losse, where there's no more concern that you're not going to be mekayim the essay. When the essay comes after the losse, so then we're concerned you're not going to be mekayim the essay. When the essay comes before the losse, there's no such concern. You already were mekayim the essay, so mele could be doch of the losse. And according to this, our teretz isn't a good teretz. I mean, it's Suri Hano. Why? Because when we were Mekayim the essay, when you put it in the fire, when is the Losa say? Afterwards, when it burns, the Hana. So here you're Mekayim the essay before the Losa. Estoch Losa. Don't tell me it's not Bidna because the essay is coming before the Losa. According to Rabbeinu Chanana, according to Rabbi Chaim Chulav's interpretation, essay is Toch Losa when it's not Bidna as long as the essay precedes the Losa essay. And then, Kum Tzirik the Kasha, we have the question again. Why can you not burn your chametz by using it to cook your food? And the end of the problem of Yom Tov being an essay and a losek is here it's ochel nefesh. However, it would seem that the Gaon Bala Baruch Tam argues with this yisod of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Why? The Turei Evan Chagiga Dalet Amud Aleph writes on the Gemara that you don't need a pasuk to be memayid a tumtum from a carbon re'iyah, because you don't need a pasuk to be memayid a suffik. He's a suffik is chayv re'iyah, chayv suffik man, suffik woman. Suffik is chayv re'iyah. So memela, you don't need a pasuk to be memayid a suffik. We know on our own that a suffik isn't chayv re'iyah. That's what the Gemara says. Tosis writes, you know why you don't need a pasuk to pater a suffik tumtum? Because maybe this suffik tumtum is an isha, and he's not able to bring a carbon re'iyah. So mitzad that he's an isha, he's not bringing a carbon re'iyah. And memela, if we have a suffik, if he's an isha, then he can't do re'iyah. Why? Because then it'll be a possible chulin bazara. In other words, pashpshat here in the Gemara is that on our own we're going to be mekel and sfekis. You don't need a pasuk for that. And that'd be a raya that Safik Daraisa L'chumra, Safik Daraisa Minatar is going to be L'kula. Because you don't need a pasuk to be a ma'id Safik. Tosfos here says, no. Here, you know why you don't need a pasuk to be a ma'id Safik? Because if it's a Safik Isha, then it's a Shail of Chul and Bazara. For that, you don't need a pasuk Stam. Maybe you have to be Machmer and Safik. But here, you have to be Mekel in the Safik in order that the person doesn't bring Chul and Bazara because it's a Safik Isha. In fact, the Turei Ivan, you still need a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? Because to be memayit a tumtum. If you don't have a pasuk, you're going to think that he's chayav, even though he's a suffik. Because the essay is going to be doch halos essay. What should he do, or she do? What should this tumtum do? Do re'iyas panim without a carbon. Why? Because if she's a woman, then there's no issur of re'iyas reikam. And let's say it's a man, then the essay of Re'iyas Panim is going to be Docha the Los essay of Re'iyas Reikam. Yabo ese v'yitchalos ese. So that's why you need the pasuk to be mimayda suffik. We ask you don't need a pasuk to be mimayda suffik because you can't bring a karban on the tzad that it's an isha. It's pasha, it's chulin ba'zara. The answer is no, you do need a pasuk to be mimayda tumtum. Because you would think this person has to riyas panim and not bring a karban. If it's a woman, no harm done. There's no iser. And on the tzad that it's a man, there's also no iser. Because he's chayv and riyas panim, and we don't care that he has, it's riyas reikam, that he's not bringing a karban, because that's what Yitoch HaLotz is saying. Azoyet gefrekt, the turei, Evan. And on this, Hagoyin Rabbi Baruch Frankel in his Hagos, the Turei Evan, writes, that's not Beidna. Why? Because when's the Kiyum Mitzvah? When he does Riyas Panim. And on that is Chalachi B'Akrabas HaKarban. Either on that day or afterwards, all the days of Tashlumin. And as long as the Regal hasn't passed, he still has this Asharis Lav, that the Regal shouldn't pass, and the whole Zman Tashlum without a Karban. If so, the Avera of Lav is Chal after the Kiyum Mitzvah Sri'iyah. Because when is he over on the Lav? At the end of Yontif. When is he Mekayim the Mitzvah? The beginning. So therefore, the Baruch Tam says that this wouldn't work. Because it's not at the same time. Not Be'idna. The Mitzvah isn't at the same time as the Avera. The Mitzvah precedes the Avera. Oh, the Mitzvah precedes the Avera. And yet the Baruch Tam still says that Ein Esei Dochalos Esei. So you see that he learns not like Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. That even if the Esei precedes the Los Esei, we don't say Esei Dochalos Esei. And therefore, we can go back to the original Teretz we gave in the Tosis. The original Teretz we gave, that we asked, how come you can't put the chametz under in your fire and burn it out to ochel nefesh, cook with it? So he said it's not be'idna, because the maisa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah also is when you put the chametz in the fire. Now it's, you're done with your mitzvah, and then the avera, the lav, is done afterwards as it's cooking. The hanah is when it's cooking afterwards. So there's no. Esei dochalos esei, because chametz is aser b'hana. So according to Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, here there is esei dochalos esei. Why? Because first you're doing your esei, and then comes the los esei. First is the esei of the biur, and even though the los esei is afterwards, it doesn't bother us. Because the essay is docha los essay, first comes the essay and only then the los essay. Because we're not choshish that you're not going to be over, you're not going to be kind of the essay. But as we see, the Baruch Tam doesn't subscribe to this. And he holds that it has to be bidna even if the essay comes first. Because we see by riyas panim, even though the person's going to be roa panim ba'azara, and that's the essay. And that should be the doch of the los save, not bringing the karbanos that comes afterwards. The whole chag is he's standing and waiting in limbo, maybe, and he's only finally over on the los save at the end of Yontif. We say it's still not docha, because essay is not docha los save, even if the essay precedes the los save. So therefore, since when he puts the chametz in the fire, it's going to be, he's only doing a mitzvah now when he puts it in the fire, and the los hasei of hana is going to come afterwards, we're not going to say, I say docha los hasei. Now in Zvachan Ayin Tzadi Zayin, a very famous Gemara, Yigdash Lios Kamar, Shim Psula Hiti Pasel, Vim Kshayri Hita Teachal Kachamar Shabbat, that if you have Kachim Psulim, that makes contact with good kachim, kosher kachim. So the din is that it's pasul because they were misariv together, the kosher and the pasul. And if it's kosher, then you have to eat these two pieces of meat, whichever one is more chamor. So frak the Gemara, even if it's kachim psulim, why can't you eat the kachim psulim that now we're absorbed into the kachim kshair, and why can't you eat the kachim, the good kachim? Let's have the essay of achilas kachim, bidoch of the los essay of not eating kachim psulim. The essay of v'achlu osam should be doch of the los essay of los sochal. So the chora, when it's in the person's stomach and he's nana from the kachim, which is Alosa say, the essay he was already Makayim B'Shas Achila. This is not considered Be'idna. Because the essay he's being Makayim B'Shas Achila. And the Losa say that he's being Nana from the Kachim Apsulim is even afterwards. Mimela, what should we say? That it's not Be'idna. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Let the essay be doch of the losses say. So if we say like Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, we have a good teretz. But here the kiyum essay precedes the losses say. So it's even shalo Be'idna. So when he ate it, he's Mekayim the essay. And you're right, afterwards we know that he's still going to be Nana from it, from the Kachim Psulim. And that's a Los Essay, but it doesn't matter to us, because the essay preceded the Los Essay, so that we don't need Be'idna. But according to our Baruch Frankel, the Bala Baruch Tam, we have a Kasha, because here it's not Be'idna. So how does the Gemara say, let the essay of eating kachim, good Kachim be Docha the Los Essay of eating Pasul Kachim? Either the Los Essay is going to continue after the essay. So we can answer that since it's already part of his body, it becomes, it doesn't have a shame dover usser, and he's not over on this. And the raya is, let's say you eat chametz 5 minutes before chatzos, 5 minutes before Yisra Achilas chametz, you eat chametz, so you're still digesting, you're still being nana from the chametz after chatzos. So how's that mutter? The answer, it's already part of your body, there's no isser. Agopanim, we have some very gishmak azachim from this shir, Baruch Hashem. We should all be zocher l'umodu l'lamid l'shmav l'asa, l'kayim is called every son of the rest of the Havah, main v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.